Following are some comments on William Shakespeare's Timon of Athens, Act 2. Lord Timon will be left a naked gull. The wealthy Athenian lord's creditors begin to call in the loans they've extended to him, and Flavius gives Timon a proper accounting of his predicament. The second act's beginning marks an abrupt perspectival transformation from the beginning of the first. We hear not from Timon's flatterers, but from someone who can bring his way of life crashing down, a senator to whom the philanthropist owes great gobs of money, and who no longer, as they say in Hollywood, wants to be in the Timon of Athens business. The senator sends his servant Caiphas to call in Timon's loan, with instructions to get right to the point. Says the senator, quote-unquote, "put on a most importunate aspect, a visage of demand, for I do fear, when every feather sticks in his own wing, Lord Timon will be left a naked gull." Act 2, Scene 1, lines 28 through 31. As the saying goes, a person goes broke at first slowly and then all at once. Timon's all at once has come knocking. In Act 2, Scene 2, Flavius the steward again speaks in soliloquy, observing that Timon simply will not, quote-unquote, "cease his flow of riot and live in a sane manner." Act 2, Scene 2, Line 3. Just as Flavius determines to speak frankly with his employer, in come Caiphas, Varro's servant, and Isidore's servant, all of them determined to call in their master's loans to Timon. At last, and even if he still seems confused, Timon takes notice of his real situation. Flavius asks these servants to hold off until dinner time so that he may explain to Timon the precise nature and extent of his troubles. Apemantus visits the creditor's servants together with a fool who seems to be a pimp or bawd, and the two of them enjoy trading barbs with the servants. Meanwhile, Flavius gives Timon a proper accounting. Timon now borrows the language of responsible stewardship, remonstrating with Flavius, quote-unquote, "You make me marvel wherefore ere this time had you not fully laid my state before me, that I might so have rated my expense as I had leave of means." Act 2, Scene 2, lines 119 through 122. But Flavius has no intention of allowing Timon to blame him, and he tells him plainly, quote-unquote, "You would not hear me. At many leisures I proposed." Act 2, Scene 2, lines 122 through 123. Flavius admits as well that on many occasions he actually wept over Timon's distressed finances. Timon finally acknowledges his predicament, though in a self-defensive way, saying to Flavius, quote-unquote, "No villainous bounty yet hath passed my heart. Unwisely, not ignobly, have I given." Act 2, Scene 2, lines 168 through 169. He also scolds Flavius for his supposed failure to trust in friendship. Quote unquote, "You shall perceive how you mistake my fortunes. I am wealthy in my friends." Act 2, Scene 2, lines 178 through 179. Even Flavius's admission that he has already unsuccessfully sounded the Athenian senators about the possibility of a loan makes no dent in Timon's unbounded belief in the goodwill and sufficiency of his charmed circle of friends. The main function of the second scene, we can see by now, is to set up Timon for the steepest and cruelest possible fall. Nearly everyone he thought he could count on will soon reject him in the most shameful and transparently selfish way. Unlike some of today's major financial institutions that have fallen on evil days and been bailed out, no one will be able to say of Timon that he is too big to fail. Thanks for listening. The date of this audio recording is Sunday, June 8th, 2025. The foregoing material is copyright 2025 by Alfred J. Drake. For quotations, I have relied on the Norton Shakespeare 3rd edition, 4-volume, genre-based format.